We're all mad here. I'm mad. You're mad.
How do you know I'm mad?
You accepted an invitation to be on book club with Simon and Ollie on The Voice, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Good point. Well put.
Ah, yes, indeed. Alice, as ever, getting us all set up. For
absolutely,
chatting
yeah.
to our guest. It's nice to put them at ease and basically tell them they're mad. For coming on the show.
Always helps.
Yeah, thanks. So, Ilana, first question. Obviously, this is the absolutely crucial question. Where's the book? What's going on?
Well, so obviously, as you know, we published the first book last summer, and it's been doing fairly well. It's available. You know, Waterstones, Amazon. Actually, if you are in Barnstaple and you are interested in getting a physical copy, you can walk into Waterstones, obviously, and but you have to, like, request them to order it. They don't have it stocked in the store. They get it shipped in.
Yep.
But Archangel, which is right on Bear Street, actually just got 10 copies, and they are all signed.
Oh.
So, and this, I don't know if many people know about this shop, but I went there today and it's just like chock full of dragons.
Oh, I know. Yeah. The one with
yeah.
swords
and
as well.
Swords, yeah. Which, by the way, there is a sword with dragons on it, and I was allowed to hold the sword. So
did you get pictures?
Yeah,
oh,
they're coming soon.
Oh, great.
Have you really done anything if you don't post it on social media?
Yeah.
So. If a person holds a sword in a shop and no
one... But it's not on Facebook.
Did it actually happen?
Yes. Okay. So.
Yeah. So the point there being, if people just have this burning desire to just, like, they need Dragon Speaker today, well,
yeah.
tomorrow because everything's closed right now.
Of course. yeah. Anyone thinks it's Hong Kong
yeah,
or something.
Go to Archangel down on Bear Street. So.
Okay.
They've got, and they've got signed copies.
Mildly ironic because there's a bookshop about 20 yards along on the other side of the road.
But, yeah, but they have dragons in their window?
No, they don't have dragons.
So there you go.
So
I mean,
it's quite logical, really. for quite a long time, my first book was available in my local butcher shop.
Oh, was
nice.
It?
Very good.
And in fact, my local butcher shop has sold more copies than all the local bookshops
See?
Put together.
because there's no competition. It's the
yeah.
perfect place, really,
exactly,
if
yeah.
you think about it.
I have a prime sirloin steak and a copy of Children of
the Yeah, and I never knew that I wanted this book with my little meat package here, so I'm going to get it.
Yeah,
there you go.
Exactly. So and people are going to go in, and they're going to buy little, you know, dragon models and things
yeah.
and swords. And, oh, no, I'll have a copy of Dragon Speaker while I'm here. That
yeah.
looks awesome. Maybe I should have a word with them and see if they'd like to put mine next to it.
They might.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
a
very, like,
you could
medieval
add a dragon
themed
to your next
and,
book.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and the manager, Paul, is very, he's a great guy. He's super accommodating, so...
Well, it was actually, it was a bit amazing today. So the amount of conversations I've had in the past trying to get the book into shops, it's difficult. But if you take Ilana, when she's fully fantasy clothed,
everything
becomes so easy.
I bet.
Today it was pretty amazing.
We're wearing the corset and the bracers and the armored breastplate. So
You see, that doesn't work for me because my costume is just a woolen tunic.
Ah.
And
it
itches
I think...
like you wouldn't believe. And it
Try
barely...
a corset.
Barely comes down to my knee.
Try a corset.
I have
a world of difference.
I have tried a corset, but unfortunately, it doesn't seem to work.
That was my advice to Jody earlier. He's like, "Well, you seem a lot more popular than I am." I said, "Well, you're not wearing a corset, so."
This conversation's gone completely in the wrong direction.
Yeah, what are we talking about again? Books.
The book we're actually talking about is called Dragon Speaker.
Yes.
Two words, I believe.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
Two words.
I went to search for it on Amazon, couldn't find it because I forgot to put a space in. And I spelled Ilana's name wrong as well.
Oh, well.
So I was really struggling. And then I put it into Google and it went, "Did you mean Ilana Mugdan?" And I went, "Oh,
yes,
I did.
I did. That's the one."
So I felt a bit silly. Ilana, E L A N A.
Yes.
Mugdan, M U G D A N.
Correct.
Is what you need to be Googling in order to find
Ilana A. Mugdan.
Very easy to stalk me. I'm one of only like two Mugdans in the entire Western Hemisphere. So
specifically A, because you're not the philosophy doctorate person, is that?
Is there another?
There's
Ilana
one.
Ilana Mugdan?
I think there's another Ilana Mugdan.
That's a very rare name. I am the only person in the world, I think, with this name.
Have you got a PhD?
Well, I mean, I do have a PhD in Draconic Studies from the Cryptozoological University.
Of course.
Who hasn't?
That is right.
That's an easy one to get.
Yeah. I think you just send $5, don't you?
That's the way philosophy used to be.
Well, I'm the the provost, so I can print out my own degrees. So it's very easy for me to just give myself degrees if I need to, like print it out. I get a little pocket license saying that I'm expert in dragons.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That sounds like
Where's
a good
the obsession
point.
With dragons? Where's this data?
Where does it come from?
Because you're from New York, aren't you?
Yes, I am from New York.
Fantastic
New York
accent.
Thank you. I mean, to me, it's like...
Normal.
That's how accents
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Incidentally, for an American, though, listening to somebody like me speaking, you must actually just automatically assume I'm a really terrible arch-villain.
No. Well, I've been here now long enough to... And, of course, we were... Well, me personally, my parents really liked Monty Python and The Fall and Rise of Reginald Perrin and Fawlty Towers. So I actually kind of grew up on old British comedy.
Yeah.
So I associate it less with like Bond arch-villains and more with John Cleese.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's fair enough. I'll do my
silly
walk later.
I just may not take you seriously. That's...
You should see his walk. Reasonable.
Is this the right room for an argument? I told you
like
once.
One?
So shall we have some music? Now, we have a song here by a band called Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
Although, in actual fact, they never seem to actually sing about dragons.
I was very disappointed. I felt like that was false advertising.
I think, yeah, it's definitely will not die on me all of a sudden, is what we're going to play right now.